Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around. And then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello, Marilla Coaster Riders, and welcome back to a new episode. I'm testing my microphone.
One, two.
I think the microphone is okay to continue.
So hi, Marilla Coaster Riders, and welcome back to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Megano. How we all doing? How y'all doing? Oh gosh, so I can hear everything that happens outside my flat, right? Like, I mean, someone could, like, light a cigarette with a lighter and I would hear it. So I'm like, can they hear me outside? Because that's so embarrassing. Sorry, I just need to own it. I need to own it. I have a podcast. And what, right? It's Roller Coaster, and everyone go listen to it. If you can hear this message outside, listen to a podcast. How are we all? It's Monday. I have gotten in a bit of a habit at recording this late at night. I mean, not late at night, it's actually 8:30. I'm hardly doing an all-nighter here, but normally I would record this like in the morning, afternoon time. Not this time, but look, it's just how life's panned out. So here we are, 8:30 at night, having a wee chat. I feel like I say stuff like this all the time, right? So I'm literally becoming like the girl who cried wolf, like, shut up, Megan.
Shut up, please.
But I feel like I've just been so out of touch with my content recently, like my Instagram content, YouTube videos, my podcast. It's just not really been the nitty gritty Megano I normally give. So I'm really making a conscious effort to get back to being that version of myself. I think life was just very chaotic and look, it's natural to other things get in the way, whatnot. But the conclusion is I'm aware of it and I'm changing it. So today I decided let's do a personal episode, right? It's been a hot minute. Let's talk about something personal. That's what I do over here in Roller Coasting. Share my deepest, darkest secrets with yous. And that's what we're going to do today, okay? So I thought we could talk about something that I personally struggle with, right? I always have done. I probably always will do. However, that being said, I can totally appreciate the many positives and importance of this topic. And our topic today is, drumroll please, change. I'm going to talk about some things or maybe some factors that have changed in my life over the years. Ones that I'm certain almost all of you will be able to relate to. So we'll discuss the pros, we'll discuss the cons, we'll discuss it all. Let's go. Side note, I have next to me a big bottle, a 1.5 litre bottle of Volvic Touch Your Fruit Mango Passion. I am so in my flavoured water era right now. It is so good. Like, do you know how easy it is to drink water when it's flavoured? Because it's tasty. It's nice. It's enjoyable. I actually do actually love normal water as well. But come on, let's all agree. Flavoured water is much more fun and exciting. Anyway, I would definitely describe myself as a creature of habit, right? I like what I like. Down to simple things, like for example, I tried Cinnamon Crunch cereal like last November and I've never bought another cereal ever since. It's almost been a year, but I like it, so I'm like, why would I bother buying something else? I like what I like, I'm just going to run with it. So something as simple as cereal, I'm a creature of habit in, and something slightly bigger is like, if I'm out of my routine for more than a few days, I start to get like really anxious and really like antsy and really overwhelmed. So as you can probably imagine, when it comes to big life changes, I've always found them really terrifying, really unsettling and extremely upsetting. I don't like them. I know. Stop changing. The first significant change that I can really remember would probably be leaving school and starting full-time employment. This is a significant change. The fact I remember this is so weird. You know, you just, does anybody else? I can hardly remember yesterday, right? But I have such clear, vivid.
Does vivid mean clear or does that mean the opposite of clear? Because if it does, that makes no sense.
But I have very, very clear visions of things that happened in my childhood. Like, I can remember what I was wearing and everything. It's fucking mental. But I have this one memory. I must have been like 6 or 7. I don't really know what age I was. Maybe a wee bit older. I can't really remember. But we're in my mum and dad's old house. Or were we in the old house? Sorry, I've moved so many times in my life now, I just can't remember. But we're in not the last house, not the previous one, but the one before that. So yeah, the old house. Sorry, that did not matter to anyone. Nobody gives a fuck, move on. But that's the house we're in, right? So yeah, I must have been young. Really young. So I had a baby born, right? I like really, really loved my baby born. Actually, before I had baby born, I had another doll. I don't know like what brand she was in, but her name was Sophie. I called her Sophie. And in this house I'm talking about, it had like a wee Harry Potter cupboard. Like, you know, when under the stairs is a wee funny triangle shaped cupboard. We had one of them and that was kind of like my wee den, right? That's where I kept all my toys and went in there to play or whatever. Very much like Harry Potter. I've never actually seen Harry Potter, but I know that much. I know he like lives in that wee cupboard. So I was like the female Harry Potter, to be honest. Although I am not a wizard. But I kept my doll in there, right? And my mum and dad said eventually there just starts to be a pure weird smell in the living room. And they're like, what is that? Like, what the hell? So eventually their nose led them to my cupboard. Opened a cupboard and it turns out I'd been trying to feed Sophie, the doll, strawberry yogurt. Like, shoving thrubs down her mouth. She is a doll. She wasn't even one of those fancy dolls who can eat, because I'm sure technology is advanced far enough that dolls do that these days. This was a good 20 years ago or something, right? My doll could not eat. She was just stinking of fisty yogurt. But after Sophie, she probably got binned after the yogurt incident. Sorry, Sophie. I had a baby born and I took the mum role really seriously. Like, I'm a mother. I really, really took care of my baby born. And I remember this so well that I went into the conservatory one day and it was raining. We had the conservatory. So, you know, it's just like the wee glass rooms. You probably all know what a conservatory is, but in case you don't, it's just like a little glass room. So when it rains, the rain like hits off really dramatically. It's really loud. It's such a vibe. It's such like a sad vibe. If you want to have a sad moment, get yourself to your local conservatory. So I was in the conservatory with baby born and I was sobbing. I mean, unhysterically.
Is that the word?
Hysterically. Hysterically sobbing my eyes out, so upset. And my dad comes in and he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I just know that one day I'm not going to care about my baby born. And how crazy. I mean, actually, that is like so cute and very mature of me to like know that that is coming in the future. Like as a wee girl, I knew that one day I would not care about this baby born. And I was so sad about it. Like I was not at peace with the fact that I will not care. I was so sad that things would change and me and baby born wouldn't have the relationship we had. Sure as fate. That happens. I don't know where baby born is these days, but that's my first memory. That is my official first memory of change and like being sad and scared about change. But in more recent times, well, actually, sorry, it's not even recent anymore. I left school so long ago, but the more significant change and one I can remember much more clearly was when I left school and started working full time. And do you know what is, this is where I know I just have a problem with change, because I was genuinely so ready to leave school. Like towards the end, I was like itching to get out of there. Like I had a really good school experience, but I was like ready to go. I was like, I've had enough of this. Like it's like Groundhog Day, same shit every day. Like I was really ready to get out into the world and work. I mean, go queen, what a little boss queen I was, age 17, 18. I was so ready for that stage of life, and I was. I don't think that's incorrect. But when I actually left school and started working full time, I mean, I really don't think it helped that I went to work in BT in a call centre dealing with faults and complaints, because that was a very miserable job. Maybe if I went straight into being an influencer, things would have been different. But when I was in the... Oh. Guys, I swear, the way I hear noises outside, I was convinced someone was tapping my windows. What? Why is it so noisy? I literally have headphones on. Why can I hear everything going on outside in the street? Anywho, when reality set in and, you know, I was working 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, you know, I'm out there trying to make a living for myself and it's not as easy as school. You can't just dog work. You can't just, like, kick back and talk to your friends. And I think when I actually realised that I would never, ever, ever, ever be going and seeing my friends 5 times a week and like having a laugh in school, like that phase of my life was done. D-O-N-E. There was no getting that back. That chapter was, no, not even that chapter, that book was shut. And I was in a full new one. You know, like you're an adult now, like you have to go out and make a career for yourself, you have to go out and make a living for yourself. Like that for me was really, really hard to accept. And I remember I would literally be on the train to Glasgow Central, on the train, sobbing. I didn't care who seen me. I didn't care who was watching. I was not hiding these tears. I was not in the mental state to hide my tears. I would just sob on the train and I was like, why did I want things to change? Like, I hate this. Like, I wish I could turn back the clock. Like, I really, really struggled with that phase of life changing. And that's probably always kind of stayed with me. Work is one of the areas in life that I find particularly scary handling change in. It's something that I always freak out about and I get really upset about, and like I really let it like take over, which is so ideal because I'm literally self-employed and depend on people like in my content to make a living. I do really wish I could shake the fear of change I have when it comes to work. Like, I even, for example, last year, I had a really good year with work. And it's weird because I didn't notice it at the time. It wasn't until, like, I'd done my accounts at the end of the year and whatnot. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I actually done much better than I ever, ever set out to do, right? So that was a really nice surprise. But instead of me being like, oh my God, what a nice shot. This is amazing. I'm going to be so proud of myself. I'm going to enjoy this. I was like, oh no, next year's going to be terrible. I was like, oh, I'm never going to do as well as that ever again. I'm just going to be so upset now. Like, I've set the bar now. I'm just going to bring it back down. Like, I just get in this frenzy and panic. And I'm like, no, it's not going to stay like this for long. It's going to change. And it's going to be so sad. And I'm going to be so gutted. I can never just enjoy the moment for what it is. And like I said, I am a sucker for a routine, right? I love linear plans. I love structure to my week. I just love a routine. If I'm not on a routine, you don't want to know me. I'm lazy, I'm sloppy, I'm moody, I'm antsy, I'm just, I'm the ick, right? So I love a routine. And especially when it comes to work. And if the thought of anything in my work routine changing, it makes me literally sick. An example of this is when Molly moved to Manchester. So before, obviously Molly lives in Glasgow again, but before Molly moved to Manchester, me and Molly had a really strict, good routine. We're both quite similar with like routines and like timings and stuff. Like we just normally work really well together. So we had really good routine. Had it nailed down, like every week we'd do 2 days together, blah, blah, blah. Worked swimmingly well. And then Molly moved to Manchester. That makes me sound like I'm like, fuck you, Molly. I'm absolutely not. Like that is life, Megan. People go places, things change. But when Molly moved to Manchester, I sobbed for weeks. Like I actually even, I'm not even being dramatic. I was like, I might just need to give this up. But I can't, this isn't going to work now. I was like, the routine has changed and it's not going to work. Like, that's how dramatic I am. Instead of being like, this is life. Things change. People move. You know, I won't move, right? But hypothetically speaking, I could move country. Anything can change in an instant. It's like, just because you're happy with how things are in that moment doesn't mean you get to bagsy them for the rest of your life. Like, I know that just as much as the next person, but I flap. I panic when things change. I crumble. I just struggle to see how you could adapt and move with it, which is a huge fault of mine. Also, more recently, there's some changes to like my kind of work life internally with management. No, I am not leaving Aquarius. I'll set the record straight.
I'm not fucking leaving.
But it is so normal in life for people to move positions in work or move workplace or move career, change career. Like, that is the most normal thing in the universe, right? I have done it so many times in my life. Everybody's done it. It's very, very normal. So recently I was made aware of a change in work, and I could not breathe for about 3 days because of how much I sobbed. Like, I sobbed so much that I blocked my nose up. Like, honestly, I needed like decongested, if that's the word. I don't know the word. But I basically gave myself a cold from how much I was sobbing. I was uncontrollable. I couldn't eat. I didn't do any work that day. I was just in bits. And it's like, Megan, that is no way to live. Things are always going to change. That is literally life. So you're probably getting the picture here that I just do not cope well with change. And that, I honestly can hold my hands up and say, that is a me issue. And that's something I really need to fix and I really want to fix. And, you know, I'm really trying. Sorry, I keep burping. I had prawns and this nice couscous from Marks and Spencer's because I ate. This is so bad. This is a wee bit embarrassing, right? Yesterday, for breakfast, I had Domino's pizza. For lunch, I had a Nando's. For dinner, I had a Five Guys. No, please don't judge. Please don't judge. I was really hungover. So, obviously, I feel like shit. I've eaten enough junk food to last me 3 months. So, I went and got some nice wee prawns and a wee like veg soul couscous from Marks and Spencer's. It was lovely, but it's really coming back on me. Where was I? Besides the prawns. Yes, sorry, my faults. It is a me problem, not being able to cope with change or like being really dramatic or really... I wouldn't say the word is...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Selfish, because I'm so here for, like, things changing and, you know, people going out. Like, I'm not angry at Molly for moving to Manchester. That was never the case. But I just panic. That is the word. But it's something I need to get better at handling, because change is such a huge part of life that's very natural. It's also unavoidable. So it's really important that you're able to evolve and adapt with it.
Note to self.
Right. Moving on to a sadder element of life that can also change so much. Friendships. Friendships, what a sad one. Friendships are hard, right? Because I think, it is so natural and so normal to just grow apart from friends, from different friends. Like, I can think of a good few people that I wholeheartedly believed at the time, like, this will be my best friend till I die. Like, you know, if I cop it first, they're at my funeral, they're giving a speech at my funeral, like, and now I literally don't even keep in contact with them. Like, I don't know what they're up to, I don't know what their job is, I don't know anything about their lives. Like, they just become a stranger. And that is so hard to wrap your head around. Like, how can something change so much? But it just does sometimes. And obviously there's so many different reasons a friendship can fall apart or change. Like, you might have had a fallout, or your life could just be at really different points. So, like, your lives don't align, therefore you don't really have anything in common. You might not have time to see each other. Like, you meet new people who live in similar lives to you, so you naturally become closer to them. Maybe you grow apart, like, if it's someone you've known since you were younger, as you grow up, like, you both grow into different people and you no longer really get on. You might have differences in opinions eventually. You might, like, behave differently to one another over time and you just don't get on as well. Like, there's just so many different reasons a friendship can end or change. And I honestly don't use this word loosely. I mean it. I think it's absolutely devastating that someone you think so highly of and, like, you love so dearly and you truly believe is your friend for life, I think it's absolutely devastating when that changes. And it's like basically going through a breakup. It's a really, really tough thing to comprehend. But also, I heard on Sophia Anchinsky's podcast, on the girl's bathroom, should I say, a girl who wrote in a dilemma, and she's basically saying, like, her friend gave her the ick and she wanted to, like, distance herself a bit, but, like, they couldn't, like, not be friends at all because they were sort of, like, family friends, blah, blah, blah. And Sophia Anchinsky said, like, sometimes friendships just change and, like, that's okay. Like, okay, you were maybe best friends at one point, now you want to be a little bit more standoffish, but you don't want to like not be friends anymore. Like, you can do that. Like, just because your friendship was one way at one point doesn't mean it can't change and can't evolve and can still be existing. And that's something I just, that may sound really silly, but that's something I actually never thought about before. Like, when you think about it, that does make sense, and that is really normal, and it can purely be not because anyone's done anything wrong, not because there's any bad blood there. It's just like, okay, maybe your interests are slightly different, your lives are slightly different, or you've grown apart a bit. Like, just because it's not what it was, it doesn't mean to say it's bad, and it doesn't mean to say like the friendship's over and it's not salvageable. So I actually thought that was a really valuable piece of information for me to learn, the grand old age of 25. And again, that is just such a natural part of life. Like, when you think about it, maintaining a close friend or a best friend is almost like being in a relationship. Like, it takes love, it takes effort. Like, you can't just switch off from it. And I suppose, like, romantic relationships, friendships can also just run their course, or, you know, lose their spark, I suppose. Speaking of relationships, I think we can probably all agree that the most heartbreaking change of them all is a breakup. I mean, apart from death, but I'm not talking about that today. They do say that breaking up with someone is almost like grieving someone who hasn't passed away. And I would definitely agree with that. I feel like that is probably how it does feel. Obviously, breakups happen for all different reasons, you know, there's everything under the sun, you know, like everyone's breakup is probably different from the next. I would say, from some of my personal experience, it's so weird because I probably knew for a while that a relationship was coming to an end and it had maybe ran its course, or it wasn't the same, it wasn't working anymore. And I believe that was a mutual feeling. I think that was not a shock to anyone, and we were both kind of thinking that. But nobody wanted to rip the band-aid off and end it, because the thought of that change was so heartbreaking. It was so sad. It was just devastating. Nobody wanted to do that. But also, for some reason, we couldn't change it to fix any of the problems that we had that led us to that situation. So it's definitely a tricky one. I actually had one breakup. I honestly wish I could tell you about it, because it's low-key hilarious. I mean, it was really bad at the time, but I can laugh about it a little bit these days, but it's just seriously not worth the ag. But at the time, I was very young and was definitely shocked, to say the least. It was quite a shocking thing. So that hit me like a ton of bricks, you know. It was really unexpected. I was not prepared for it. It was a huge shock to the system, like the biggest change of anything in that moment. And with the other breakup, where I think we kind of mutually knew that our time was running out, if that's how to put it, that's quite sad way to say it, but I'm not sure how else to say it. Although it wasn't like a big shock, and it wasn't toxic, it wasn't nasty, it was none of these like terrifying words that I had experienced in the past, it honestly doesn't make it any easier. The thing with relationships is they're so all-consuming. And I actually say that in a positive way. Like, you genuinely do become a two instead of just an individual. Like, you are no longer just Megan. You are Megan and so-and-so. Like, you become a literal couple. Like, your whole lives like kind of revolve around each other, and you plan your full life together. You know, two becomes one, as they say. And I think that's an utterly beautiful thing. It is such a nice part of life, and like there's no better feeling than, you know, being in love and being united with someone. It is genuinely a wonderful, wonderful thing. And obviously when you've been with someone long enough, you really do plan your full life with them, and you just don't see a future without them. So when or whatever the reason that all changes, it's a genuinely aching reality shift. Like, it's, you know, it is definitely, besides obviously someone passing away, it's definitely like the hardest change anyone can go through. Like, everything you ever thought was your life, like maybe the picture you had in your head and like how you genuinely wholeheartedly believed your life would be for the rest of your life, that just changes. Like, that is scrapped, and that is no longer the plan, and you have to start all over again. Like, that is it's such a hard thing to go through, and like my heart genuinely bleeds for anyone in the world who goes through a breakup. It's so shit. They're so bad for a reason. A breakup changes a lot of things, and unfortunately it can be so messy for some people. Like, you know, if they've got like a mortgage together, they've got kids, they're married, like, you know, there's so many different branches on this tree of breakups that are just shit, and it is so bad that anyone has to go through these, and it's so sad. It's just gut-wrenching stuff. But I feel like a huge thing that changes is like you almost have to kind of find yourself all over again. Like, you have to learn who you are without that person. And that is a crazy experience. And I hope this doesn't come across wrong. Like, I hope everyone knows what I'm meaning when I say this. But I think regardless if the breakup was for the best, if it was for the right reasons, or maybe you're both doing better now, like, I think regardless of all of that and whatever the circumstances were, I don't think it's ever going to be easy. And it's definitely something I'll always find sad. Like, I'll always find a breakup really sad, because it is. It's shit. Okay, moving on to the chirpier side of a breakup. Sorry for the absolute sadness. Sorry if I've got anyone in tears here. Well, this episode should come with a wee packet of tissues. But there is so many positives that can come from the change of a breakup. Like, when you're finally out of the pit of sadness, and when, you know, you're starting to have a little bit of clarity, and, you know, you realise that life does go on, there's so much positives that can come from that. I obviously can only talk from personal experience and, like, what I've heard from other people, from friends or whatnot, what I've seen on TV, but I feel like you definitely do find a new version of yourself, and it doesn't mean you're a better version of who you used to be or anything like that. Like, you just find a different version of yourself naturally, because you're now alone when you never used to be. So you might find a new hobby. You might do things that you never would have done if you were still in a relationship. There's so many different things that can come from being single, and there's definitely no right or wrong things to come from it. Like, what comes from your breakup might be different from what came from mine. There's no right or wrong, but it's positive that you maybe are doing new things that you never thought you would do before. For me personally, I have obviously ended up moving out on my own, and that is, I cannot tell you how much this was never a plan of mine. I never, ever in my wildest dreams ever thought I would live alone. It was like nothing I was ever interested in. I was actually really scared of it. I never even thought I'd be capable of it. Like, I really did not. And that's not me putting myself down. I just did not see this for me. So this has been like the biggest shock, but it's been a great shock because, you know, I feel like really independent, and like, I love my wee flat so much. I'm so happy here. I'm so content here. And I'm not saying that like, oh, you need to move out on your own to feel like that. Of course not. And of course, I would love for anyone to move out with their other half, with their friends, whoever it is, and be happy. But I'm just saying that what you have in your head is your ideal situation could completely change and flip upside down to something you were so scared of before. And in actual fact, it's amazing. So don't be so scared. And on the reverse of breakups, there is getting into new relationships. This change is primarily...
Look at me, my big words.
So exciting, so fun, so joyous. But of course, it comes with its challenges. I actually have this little TikTok saved. I need to go and listen to it so I can say it out loud because I love it. Hold on. Right, I really don't think I'm going to be able to recite this back word for word, but basically it says, when in a relationship, understand that you were both raised differently. So you love differently, you see differently, you behave differently, was that one? But understand... Oh, fuck, I forgot it. The gist of it is that you're two different people. You've lived two different lives. You've been raised by different people. So how you see the world and how you behave and how you react to things is of course going to be different from each other, but you need to understand that you love each other and you want to be together and you have the same goals, so you work through these differences. And I know that is literally pointing out the obvious, but I think we're all guilty of forgetting that at times. Like, I know I anyway, like, I'm like, why doesn't everyone think like me? Why doesn't everyone act like me? Like, I am in the right when I'm not. Of course I'm not always in the right. That's so, so stupid. So I think it's so easy to forget when you're in a relationship that you don't have the same brains and you don't think the same ways, don't act the same ways, don't react the same way. So it's all about understanding and meeting in the middle and working on it together as a team. In actual fact, Pav, my boyfriend, and I actually are from completely different cultures. We have different beliefs, different backgrounds. And this, like, genuinely can scare people. Like, it puts people off and, like, people are too scared to, you know, like, intertwine these things. And, of course, it, you know, it does come with its challenges. But what doesn't in life, in all seriousness? I have absolutely loved, like, learning all about, like, a different culture, different religions and different beliefs. And it is so, so interesting. It's been such an eye-opener. And in actual fact, I think, oh my God, I've lived quite a sheltered life where I kind of just know about, like, my culture and, like, what I've been taught at school and stuff. And I've probably not been so open-minded and so, like, intrigued and curious about all the other ways it is to live in the world. And that has been a huge positive change. Like, I have loved that. So there we go. Change can be really positive. So to conclude, I'm going all essay on you here. I am pretty terrified of change, right? It's always going to make me nervous, make me a bit anxious. I know that. It's just how I am. It's just how I am built as a person. Thanks, Mum and Dad. But as I grow older and I gain more life experience, I can appreciate it is simply a part of life. And you know what they say? You don't grow when you're comfortable. Although I don't really get that quote. So, like, what, are you just never ever supposed to be comfortable? Because, like, what is that all about? But anyway, that's my wee ramble on change over for the time being. And if any of you, my roller coaster riders, are going through something at the moment, I just want you to know that you will make it to the other side and you'll be a whole lot stronger because of it. So just keep swimming. Hope you have enjoyed today's episode. It's quite a personal one, quite a vulnerable one, putting myself out in the line there. But I have actually enjoyed recording it. I like when I just get into the nitty gritty of it, right? This is what I need to keep up. So thank you so much as always for listening, my roller coaster riders. It truly means the world. Your continued support I'm a lucky ducky. And I love you all to bits. I hope you have a wonderful week and I shall see you next week. I love you. Bye bye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.